And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start addressing this medrash. Rav Nosson Zal writes, the act of Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz Hadas and the act of the moon coming before Hashem with a complaint, saying, how could you possibly have two lanterns of the same magnitude? That whole issue, those two are very much connected to each other. They're one. The koidem akitrug shubachinas koidem achay, before the moon came with its complaints, which means before Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, hoyobachinas shnei hamoiros gedoilin, there were these two very powerful lanterns. Ki hoyu shneim shovin, the sun and the moon were equal. Ki shnei hamoiros nimshochim mishnei aksormanah, because the light of the sun and the moon comes from these two crowns that were placed on the heads of the Jews, Nasev and Ishma, Shehem Bechinas Bereshis Boro. As Rabbein Zal shows in that chapter, Mikutim Ram, that the word Bereshis and Boro represent Nasev and Ishma. Rabbein Zal shows this over there in Mikutim Ram. U'betchila hoyu shneim gedoilim. In the beginning, they were both very great. Ki hoyu shneim meirim zbozeh hoilam b'shova. Both of them were lighting up the world equally. Because the Jews, Adam HaRishon had the ability at that point to understand the Nigla and to understand the Nistar, to understand the revealed portion of the Torah and the hidden portion of the Torah before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Ad shekitra gohara hayorech, until the moon came with its complaint, the Omran said, it's impossible for two kings to be using one crown. In other words, to be equal. The main complaint of the moon was tied into the complaint that the angels had at that time, where they tried to convince Hashem, why are you going to create man? Man is going to sin. Man is going to lie. Man is going to do all kinds of wrong things. Ki osit lemechte kamach, because man is going to sin against you, ula argaza kamach, and to get you angry. Hainu shalavono kitrogo meachar shodom osit lachtoi eich efshe sheyoer oer hanister boilam shemishom oer hachama. The moon's complaint was, if Hashem, you know that man is going to sin, how in the world is it going to be possible for the secrets of Torah to be made available to man? A man to be able to see those secrets. Ve'eshivlo, and Hashem responded to the Ve'eshivlo Hashem Yisborach. Hashem said, "Lechi umati esatzmech." You're the one coming with the complaint. You go shrink yourself, make yourself small. Haynu kimeachar she'oirarto hakitrug shel chete adoros, because you suddenly stirred up the complaint against man. Complaint was similar in concept to the complaint of the angels when Hashem said about going ahead with the creation of man, and the angel said, why go ahead with creation of man? Man is evil, he's going to sin, he's going to lie and everything. So Rav Nosson Zal said that the Levon, exactly, that the moon was complaining in a sense and saying that if man is going to sin, it's impossible, how can we shine the light of Nistar into the world from which the light of the sun comes? And Hashem said to the moon, you go down, you become lessened. Because you complained, because, this is where we're up to now, okay. Rav Nosson Zal says, kimeachar she'oirarto hakitrug shel chete adoros, because you, the moon, by the moon saying that something is no good about the sun, the moon was implying that as a result of man being bad and committing sins, there's going to be a problem in drawing certain light into the world. Because you, the moon, were the one who initiated this complaint about the generations, man is going to sin in generations, you have to be the one whose light is lessened. Ki ikar hapegam magia lebechinas halavona, bebechinas hanigla, Rav Nosanzal explains, because the main pigam affects the moon, which represents Torah Shebenigla, compared to the sun, which is the brighter light, the higher level light, which is the Torah Shebenister. Dehainu Shebavenesenu Nisalim Venister Hanigla Mitano. Due to our sins, parts of the Torah that were supposed to be revealed to us are hidden from us. Dehainu Mashahoyo Esher Lahasig Tchila. That which was supposed to be attainable. V'ato nech shachor, and now the light has become darkened. V'nisalim akol miton, it's all become hidden from us. V'azai memela ein masigin anistar mamish. Imagine, if there are parts of Torah shebenigla that we were supposed to know, and that's hidden from us, then for sure the Torah shebenista, you know, the real hidden stuff, is hidden from us. V'alkein bebechinas anistar, shubechinas hachamo, ein magia hapegam kol kach, meyachar shegam beloize hoyonistar. Exactly. Rav Nosanzal says, therefore, you should know that in Torah shebenistar, which corresponds to the sun is not so affected by this pigam, since anyway, it's like, even if things were good, its light was supposed to be hidden. It represents the secrets of Torah which are supposed to be hidden. Adarabah, just the opposite. Migoidel hastarosoi, yechoidel lekabel meoiroi. The nature of Torah Shebenister is that the more hidden it is, the better a chance we have of drawing from its light. Like in terms of limiting the audience that's listening to it, the way the Gemara says, "Ukemuvan b'makom achar," as is explained in another place, "Shebeis hapegam yonkim daiko mebchino haneelemes v'nisteres moed." That when there is a pigam, the forces of tuma are draw from that which is very hidden. Rav Nosanzal says that when there is a pigam, the forces of tuma see that the defect has affected a certain place, and then they try to draw from the kedusha that's most hidden, because they know that there the pigam hasn't reached. In the more hidden the kedusha is, the less chance there is of the pigam reaching there. Ki l'shom ein magi hapigam kol kach. Aval ikar hapigam hu bebchinas hanigla, shu bebchinas halavono, shenelam v'nech shachoy ramoin, ad shekol hanigloiz koshim lanu lohovinu lahasig. V'chol hanigla nech shav nistar miton. Rav Nosanzal says, whereas where does the pigam usually reach most easily? It reaches the nigla, and there it messes things up to the extent where in Torah shebenigla, suddenly it's become very, very difficult to really understand it. To the point where it becomes very difficult for a person to understand Gemara and Halacha and those things unless he struggles very hard. The whole avoid of a Jew is to be misaking the pigama of the Levana, the lessening of the light of the Levana, and to reveal that light which is hidden. And then the person climbs and climbs. This is all tied into the two crowns that are mentioned in this chapter in Likutei Moran. Kibesho Shomer Yisrael Nasav and Ishma. At the time that the Yidden said Nasav and Ishma, Yordu Shishim Riboy Malachi Ashores. Vechtiros Yisrael Beshnei Ksorim. They put two crowns on each head, on the head of each Jew. And when the Jews committed the sin of the Egel Azohov, these crowns were taken away from them. And Hashem says He's going to return them to us. Because when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, the Gemara says that the filth, the damage that was done from the Eitz Hadas, stopped, came to a halt. The Yidden at Har Sinai at that time were on the same madrega as Adam Arishon before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. K'moy Shom Razal, Al Pirish Chorus Al Aluchos, Al Tikri Chorus El Chorus, Chorus Mi Malach HaMoves U'Mi Shibud Malchus. The Pasuk says that Hashem gave the Jews the Ten Commandments
which were inscribed on the tablets. Charus means engraved. The Gemara says the word Charus is spelled the same way, that as a result of the Jews receiving these tablets on Har Sinai, they became free. Free of what? Free of the angel of death. No more angel of death. Because they made a tikkun that brought them to before the Pegam of the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas is what caused death, brought death into the world. At Har Sinai, they rose to a level where things were on the same level they were before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas.
How is it possible that they all died?
When? Ah, you're saying the moment they heard Hashem speaking. The answer is then their neshamas left them because the light was too bright. That's the point. But afterwards they were brought back, and they did hear all Aseres HaDibros, and they rose to a madreik of Posko Zuamosum, where the Gemara says the Zuamo from the Eitz Hadas stopped. Voz hoyu shnei hoedim shem shnei aksorem mebchina shnei mores hagdoilem kmoisho hoyu koidam amiyut. Now look what Rav Nosson Zal says here. Here he brings an unbelievable chiddush. Rav Nosson Zal says that the symbolism, look what the Gemara says. They were standing at Har Sinai, they said Nasa v'nishma, they reached such a high that angels came down and put two crowns on each Jew's head. What was that? And taken to the pre-Adam Rishon time. What's the two crowns? The two crowns represent the two king, crown is king. The moon said you can't have two kings using one crown. So the moon's light got lessened. So there were no more two kings, there was only one king. Now, as a result of Maimad Har Sinai, Hashem gave him two crowns, showing that he was resetting things back to when the sun and the moon were of equal light, before the Pigama the Levana. You understand? At that time, before the Eitz Hadas, the moon, the light of the moon, was Bishlemus. However, when the Jews went ahead and sinned again with the Egel HaZohov, nilkechu mehem, these crowns were taken away from them. Ki chozar hadovar lekilkuloi, because things got messed up again, kemoishena sachar chet Adam Rishon, the same way it got messed up after Adam Rishon ate from Eitz Hadas. Shehu b'chinas achar hakitrug, which is after the moon got messed up. The oz nelmu venisteru meitonu kol hoiros, and then all the lights became hidden and taken away from us. The ikra pegam magia biyoser bebechinas hakeser atachton shu keser hanaser. Rav Nosson Zal says we mentioned earlier that whenever the yidden mess up, the klipos start from on bottom and work their way up. So if there's two crowns, a higher level one and a lower level one, obviously the one that they're going to mess up more is the lower level one, which is the Naseh crown, Shehu Bechinas Nigla, which represents Torah Shebenigla, the revealed part of the Torah, compared to the higher crown, which reveals Torah, which represents Torah Shebenister. Dahainu Shenistar V'Ne'la Mimenu Hakoil, where what happens is, when the Nigla gets messed up, what happens? It becomes Nistar too. It becomes hidden from us also. Afilu Bechinas HaNigla. Vegam hanigla b'chinas nasa nistar mitonu, so that now the nigla, which represents nasa, becomes hidden also. The b'chinas nishma, v'yato hakoil etzleinu b'chinas nishma b'chinas nistar, and now suddenly there's no longer a revealed portion of the Torah and a hidden portion. Suddenly it's all hidden. It's all becomes one big difficult thing to learn. V'alkein onu tzrichim b'chol pam l'siyageya v'lachter b'kama yegioi s'ulevat l'atzmenu l'dabek atzmenu l'ashem yizborach ad shenizke lahas zoyis ha'b'china shenisteres mitonu she'at l'atzlenu b'chinas nishma. And this is why a yid has to struggle very hard today to attach himself to Hashem and to get to a madreika where Hashem is willing to fix this lower crown, this nigla, Torah shebenigla, and make it nigla thing. You know, make what seems to be totally a closed book, Hashem should open it up to him. Because the Gemara says that the hearing of a person and the understanding, the ability of a person to understand, is dependent on the heart, which represents Dveikus Tashem, Bitol Tashem. Because nowadays it's impossible for a yid to understand anything without major struggle. Right, which means that the person makes himself mamish botel to Hashem al yidei ribui tefilos v'tachnunim, by pouring on tons and tons of tefilos. Shekol zehu b'chinas nishma kanal. Tefila is an in of nishma, as we said earlier. Lishmoya elorino vela tefila. Vaydeze oisin mea nishma nase. And by a person pouring on those tefilos, he changes nishma into nase. He changes what's originally hidden from him, it becomes revealed to him. Dahainu mashoya nistar etzleinu lefi b'chinasenu oisin menu nigla b'chinas nase. And he keeps repeating this on each level. Each level he comes to, he takes stuff that he doesn't know and learns it. Becomes revealed to him. Ki achshov yesh hefsek godol u'mosoch hamafil harbe ben darga ledarga. Rav Nosson Zal says nowadays there's a major blockage from level to level. Shehu ha'choshech shenishava mimiyat halavona. That break represents the darkness that was generated by the moon being made smaller. This is why a Jew has to experience the Yerida before an Aliyah, or the Hisyageya Harbe, and to struggle a lot, until he destroys the Klipa that's in that Yerida and converts the Yerida to an Aliyah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh she'isa b'medrash al posuk Shma Yisrael, ato oiver hayoyim es hayardein." The medrash says on the posuk in the Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, "Listen, today you're going to be crossing the Jordan River." The medrash says, "Moshe lemelech shekidesh matruna b'shnei margolius." This could be compared to a king who took a queen, or a princess, and married her with two diamonds. Ovdachas, when she loses one diamond, Omar lo amelech, the king says to her, Ovadet achas, shimri sashniya, you lost one already, make sure you watch that second one very carefully. Kach kideish HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael benaseh v'nishma. The Medrash says, when Hashem became engaged, when Hashem got married to Klal Yisrael, he married us with two diamonds, naseh and nishma. Of Dues Nase, we messed up the Nase one, we lost the Nase one, She Osu Esoegel, by making a golden calf. That was a Pigamon Asiya, we did something. Omar Lehen Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Eden, Abadetem Nase, you lost the Nase crown, Shimru Nishma, make sure you're very careful about the Nishma. Hoi Shma Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews now, Shma Yisrael. Why doesn't he say, Aseh Yisrael? Why only Shma? Because the Jews lost the Naseh crown, you know, when they committed the Egel HaZohar. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is emphasizing them, watch out. The only thing you have to hold on to now is the Nishma. Ad Kan L'Shoinu. This is the words of the Medrash. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, ki bechet ho'egel avdu ha'naseh. When the Jews worshipped the Egel, they lost the Naseh. She'yev shelonu ato lasois shum dovor. Kim al yidei b'chinas nishma, shu'b'chinas yegiyes v'tirches, b'chinas bitol advekes lain soif. Whereby nowadays, it's impossible for a Jew to do any asiyah anymore, to go direct to Naseh, to go direct to learning. But rather he has to first struggle a lot, which means tefillah. Hainu she'akoyel nistar mitonu. Nowadays, even what was supposed to be nigla is nistar from us. It's impossible for us today to do and to reveal without tremendous struggle. With a tremendous amount of davening and pleading with Hashem, to the point where we daven so much, where we become nullified to Hashem. We nullify ourselves to the infinite light of Hashem. And when a Jew does that, that's what gives him the ability to convert Nishma into Naseh. So that things that were hidden from us now become revealed. And this goes on from level to level. And a Jew who climbs this ladder and he struggles the way he has to, he davens very hard to Hashem each time he wants to go up to a new level, Azai Ashrei Loi, fortunate is that person. Vazai Etzloi Miut Hayareach Ulatoiva Gedoilah. And for such a person, the Miut Hayareach is a tremendous benefit to him. Debchinas Yerida Tachlis Aliyah. For him, any time there's a Yerida, he uses it to his advantage. Because as a result of going through the Yerida and handling it the right way, that's what makes him be Zoche to the Aliyah. Because the Gemara says, according to how much suffering a person goes through, that's what determines how much reward. Certainly, the more a person has to struggle and work because of the fact that the light is very, very small, and the darkness is very strong, the more he struggles, the more he's zoche to a schar kofol mechupol, to a higher level reward, lekabel or god of anifias, to receive a higher level light. This is the reason why Hashem revealed to the Jews the whole building of the Mishkan right after the Egel HaZohov. Because nowadays, once they didn't worship the Egel HaZohov, it's impossible. When Hashem forgave the Jews on Yom Kippur, that was when he gave them the instructions of building the Mishkan. The following day, on the 11th day of Tishrei, they were told to build the Mishkan. Because once a Jew commits a sin, a major sin, it becomes impossible for him to receive the light of Hashem unless he has many, many kelim. It's got to come very mitzumtzum. And with tremendous struggle, through a lot of tefillos. Because once a person commits a sin, he's poigim in the nase, so all he's left with is nishma. Meaning that a person has to listen a lot and concentrate tremendously for anything he wants to attain, any knowledge he wants to attain. And then the person gets to understand this on a certain level. And even if a Jew is zoich already to receive an oyer from Hashem, the light has to go down, spiral down, down, down through all kinds of hishtalshelus, and be cloaked, and have coverings and coverings on it. She hishtalshel v'yered mi nishma l'nase u mi nishma l'nase derech kama madregos ad shiagielov. It's got to go through several cycles of nishma v'nase until it reaches him. Lefi b'chinosa and his level. Ki machmas hacheit, yevshel kabel oyer kim derech kama levushim ishtalshelus, because as a result of the sin, that's what causes it, that it makes it impossible for the person to receive light without the light coming down, many, many levels down. Shekolzo b'chinas maisa mishkan v'keilor. That's the whole concept of the building of the Mishkan, and all the kelim in the Mishkan was a way of taking Hashem's light and bringing it down, 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 where it's shown in things like gold and silver and all the gashmias, seeming gashmias, that was involved in the Beis HaMikdash.